You guys are not doing any pass blocking. You're just stepping aside and letting them walk in.
Pop, 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 pop. That's what I want. All of you around that ball.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all play like some little girls. Y'all like y'all never played football before. These guys are nothing.
You hear me?
They bleed just like we do.
Yes, sir.
They sweat just like we do.
Do you hear me?
They went through 2 days. We went through 2 days in 110 degree heat.
Yes, sir.
I want you to hit everything to move. If the ref gets in your way, you hit him.
Okay, then, let's play.
But they're cheating us too. They're against us too. This is our team. This is us. Let's go right now. Let's get it off now. Let's go.
Show Talk 103.9 News, Money, Sports. I am the host. You are the co-host. It's all true. Everything you've heard. This is the final week of the Rob Bro Show here on Talk 103.9. The final overreaction Monday. So let's hear all of the overreactions on the text line. 806-855-3712. For the final time here on Talk 103.9, Overreaction Monday. I know we have some. There will definitely be some overreactions for the NFL draft this week. There will definitely be some overreactions from the Texas Rangers over the weekend. One of the best records in baseball. Stands to reason one of the best teams in baseball. Yes? We'll see. We also have overreactions to Texas Tech baseball, I'm sure. A couple of guys heating up. Dylan Carter getting back into the swing of things as well. So we can do all of that today. Again, 806-855-3712. It'll be a fun time. It will be a fun time. We'll also tell you more about our plans for the future. Not leaving, not going away. We'll take an extended vacation in May before we start doing other things online. But it'll be a good move. Just because we won't be here doesn't mean we won't be with you. All right, let's get into the show. The Baylor Bears coming into Lubbock over the weekend. You had to reschedule a Sunday game to a Saturday doubleheader with chances of rain. Of course, every time Texas Tech moves a game, the rain forecast moves. So, no rain on Sunday, but you did get the game in on Saturday. It was fine. I'm sure Baylor and traveled well and got the extra day, and they enjoyed it. It was, you know, overreaction, sad you didn't sweep. You should have. I feel like you fumbled the bag there. You fumbled the sweep. You fumbled the broom. But otherwise, a really good weekend. Mason Molina finally looked like Mason Molina this weekend. Now, if we could play a game, Baylor hitters or Texas Tech pitchers, Mason Molina's success, was that just because it was Baylor hitters, or was it because he's a good Texas Tech pitcher? Probably a little bit of both. Though, Baylor has not been devoid of offense. They scored a bunch of runs against Texas just last weekend. Now, that was in Waco. But this is a Baylor offense who can get it going. And they could not against Mason Molina. You use Molina and Devine on Friday night, and you're set up just spectacularly. You warm up Beckel in a close game on Saturday, then you break it back open. You have to use him anyways because you can't warm him up and then cool him down and then warm him back up for the late game. So you let him get the rest of it. And then Brendan Gurton throws, you know, one bad pitch, two bad pitches. Jacob Rogers gets knocked around late in his appearance, just like he did last week. Now, Jacob Rogers, I think, has had two good starts. And I don't think these two losses reflect poor starts on his account. Have they been perfect starts? No. Have they been extended starts? No. But you didn't really plan on it, and you didn't need it on Saturday. Kyle Robinson, huge effort from Kyle Robinson. Huge effort from Kyle Robinson. 70 pitches. And Kyle Robinson gave up a bunch of runs in his first 15 innings, and not including the ones Gurton pushed across for him this weekend, has given up one since. It's been an incredible turnaround for Kyle Robinson, and he's been one of your better pitchers. All right, this texter, why does Saban wear a white dress shirt, tie, and sports coat for the spring game, but dresses like a regular coach during the season? I don't know. To show his team that the spring game's all business? I have no idea. It's Nick Saban. Let's see. The ending of this show, give us more details. Why exactly? Is it not profitable for the station, or are you not earning income? Should we delete the app in protest? It's been my decision to leave. Looking for new opportunities, new challenges. I've been at this radio station, in this studio, in this control room for 8 years. Hyatt mentioned earlier that he came back in 2019 and we've worked together, but in this iteration, I've been here for quite a bit longer now. Obviously, he's been around this building before this latest run, but in the last 8 years, I've worked from, in my interview, them telling me there was no movement, zero chance to do anything but be Steve Dale's board up. Came and worked with Steve Dale, enjoyed that immensely. Worked myself to host, have produced and co-host with Hyatt for several years now, and it's been a really fun time. But personally, looking for new opportunities. I wouldn't say bigger opportunities or better opportunities, just new challenges, different challenges. Now, I wouldn't say this is a breakup per se, even though I did play some breakup songs on the previous show just for fun. It's a mutual parting of ways, and I think we can both grow and learn from this. All right. You can delete the app, though. I don't care. My overreaction is that my life is going to be significantly more boring without y'all to keep me company walking across campus. I will say there will be plenty of opportunity for you to walk across campus with us, with me. Or with Hyatt. Maybe not together. We'll see. He also sends a meme. I'm going to keep it real with you, Chief. We're going to win the World Series. The Rangers, man, they're good. They're good. Whoa, need details. Where are you going? I'll be in Lubbock. Is Ryan Hyatt with Rob changing too? Well, it won't be with Rob. I won't be here. And Hyatt is also leaving. So, yes, it will be changing. And I'm not trying to be coy. We're not going to be on this station. You can follow us on Twitter, at Rob Bro Show, or, you know, at Ryan Hyatt Media, and find out the next steps there. Overreaction, McCaslin has lost the locker room by not keeping Tyson. Parentheses, just kidding. Two Tysons. In the portal. The Colorado wide receiver, Tyson, his brother, also in the portal. would have loved to reunite them at Texas Tech. I do not think that will happen. I told y'all last week I would start to worry, or at least raise the worry meter. The longer the staff hadn't been completed. Again, I don't really need a full roster until June. I'm prepared for that. But I would like to see some more staff members on campus, at least announced. That would be fun for Texas Tech basketball. This texter, so are you or Hyatt leaving? I always enjoyed your shows. Did you find greener pastures or did SEC guy run you off? I will invite SEC guy to follow me wherever we go. I decided to leave Talk 103.9. Hyatt then decided to also leave Talk 103.9. He's got opportunities. I've got opportunities. We both enjoyed our time here and enjoy this radio station. And it'll be a good time beyond it. Final week for 103.9. What do you mean, Rob? Where are you going? What am I going to do without you? We'll be fine together. You can also find at Gambling Gauchos content at Gambling Gauchos on Twitter or on YouTube. We recorded another episode last night. You can also follow the podcast feed at Republic of Texas podcast feed there with the Dave Campbell's Network. Dave Campbell's Texas Football, proud partner of the Gambling Gauchos, there with the Republic of Texas podcast feed. Well, I'm not leaving Lubbock. I'm not leaving Texas Tech content. We'll all be okay. We'll all survive. All right, let's take the break. When we come back, I do want to talk about those Texas Rangers, and I want to overreact some. It's the Rob Bro Show, Talk 103.9 News, Money Sports. Welcome back. It's Rob Bro Show. Talk 1039 News, Money Sports. I always thought this was Greta Van Fleet. Apparently it's Wolfstein or Wolfhammer or something. Good song, though. Let's do it this way. The Major League Baseball world on fire with the Texas Rangers. Maybe not on fire with them. The Orioles. Also, better than expected, in my opinion. They're 8-2 in their last 10. The Rays, obviously the cream of the crop in the Major League Baseball world, 19-3. The Yankees, 6 games back at 13-9. The Red Sox, 12-11. Everybody above 500 in that division. I believe the only division where everybody's above 500. The Astros have been very good in the last 10. 7-3 for them. 7-3 for the Rangers. Let's see. Are the Rangers in the lead of the AL West on May 1st? That's the question of the day. Do the Rangers hold on to the lead of the AL West the next week? We're 7 days away. The NL West, everyone's about 500 except for the Rockies. They're 6-17. The NL Central, the Pirates, 16-7, 15-7 for the Brewers. Braves and Mets, both with 14 wins. Right there with the Rangers at 14 wins. The AL Central might be the worst division in baseball. The AL Central or the NL West. Of course, the Dodgers and Padres can always find it. The Diamondbacks right at 500 as well. The AL Central, though, is just dog water. The Twins at 12 and 10. The Guardians right at 500, 11 and 11. The Tigers, 7 and 13. They've won 5 of their last 10. They started 2 and 8. The White Sox, 7 and 15. The Royals, 5 and 17. Thank God the Rangers got to play them twice. Now, the Rangers' schedule will get tougher. It's been fairly easy. They start a three-game set with the Reds today at 5:40. Nathan Eovaldi on the mound. And then you have a four-game set against the Yankees in Arlington. So you go to Cincinnati for 3 days, then you're back to Arlington, where you get to play the Yankees in a four-game set. After that Yankees series, will the Texas Rangers be in control of the AL West? That's the question. The Astros play a three-game set with the Rays, the MLB best Rays, and then the Phillies for three. So in Tampa Bay for three, and then three hosting the Phillies. That'll be an interesting week for them and the Rangers. I would say the Rangers probably still in the lead. All right, Big 12 Golf Championship. The Oklahoma Sooners just blistering the ball today. Good grief. They are 5-under. Just a really good start for them. And Texas Tech in second place, but with a +6. So 11 shots back. Tough day. Tough day for golf, except for Oklahoma. Then if you go to, let's see, trying to look at the individual leaderboard, I believe Ludvig Åberg, yeah, in a tie for first, -3. Oklahoma has everyone in the top six. They've got Drew Goodman at -3. In second place, Ben Lawrence, -2. They have two guys at even for the day. Texas Tech, let's see, Callum Scott at +2. Tyron Snyder's +3. Bard Scogan, +4. And then Matthew Comges had a tough day at the office, +11. +11, Comges. So a tough start for Texas Tech, though. Still in second place. Big 12 championship going to be tough to come back from that, but certainly a strong start for Ludvig Åberg, the all-time winningest player in Texas Tech golf history, by the way. Locked that up, I believe, last weekend. All right, let's go back to the text line. Hey, Rob, how are you? I'm fine. My overreaction Monday is this. Tyree Wilson goes top five in the draft and is off the board before Will Anderson Jr. So what's interesting is the draft order, draft odds, the draft odds by pick order is, I guess, how you say that, is very interesting. Number one overall is going to be a quarterback. And then number two overall, you have this weird thing where Will Levis is now the favorite to be picked number two, but Tyree Wilson, the second shortest odds to be the second overall pick. There is some steam that the Texans say, hey, let's just have this quarterback for one more year and let's go get Tyree Wilson, or let's get a quarterback with the, what is it, 12th, 11th pick? They could even move back up. So if I was power ranking on a Thursday, you know what? We'll do it Thursday because the draft is Thursday. Let's power rank destinations for Tyree Wilson. Spoiler alert, it's not the Cardinals. Now, would I love for Tyree Wilson to be the third overall pick? Yes. Tyree Wilson would be the, let's see, second top five pick in Red Raider history in the NFL draft. I believe in the AFL draft, DJ Hollab went 6th overall. Went 16th overall in the NFL draft. Donnie Anderson went 7th overall. Dave Parks went 1st overall. And then you got to skip to Crabtree, who went 10th overall. Patrick Mahomes went 10th overall. A few more first-round picks in that time span. But as far as top 10 picks, Tyree Wilson on a very short list of Texas Tech Red Raiders to do so. And an even shorter top 5 list. I really hope that happens. But if it's pick number 3, I hope somebody trades up for him. Will not want him to be a Cardinal. The Cardinals, I say this all the time, they're a poverty franchise. They have no idea what they're doing. They have a brand new GM. They just had to fire the guy who was there. And then there's like all this drama with him buying a burner and still running the team after he was let go. Bidwell is a loser owner. He will always be a loser. They're the next Dan Snyder. Like, it's just a terrible franchise. I do not want Tyree Wilson involved in that. And this is going to sound crazy. I would rather him go to the Lions. Across from Aiden Hutchinson, that would be unreal. You could also have him go to Seattle and have one of the best middle linebacker edge duos in the NFL be both Red Raiders. How awesome would that be? There's also some other teams. You know, Texans, that wouldn't be bad. That would not be bad at all. You have, you know, the local flair. I think a lot of Texas Tech fans would be down to have Tyree Wilson in Houston. I think Houston is closer to being a winner than some people think. I really like their next head coach, D'Amico Ryans. He's a defensive guy. I think that actually would be a pretty good spot for him. This text, are you going to work for the Ticket 97.1 The Freak with Mike Reiner's news station, the old Gray Wolf, or are you saying screw it and moving to Houston? Neither so far. But if the Freak wants to hire me, I would be open to a conversation. I'm open to all conversations. I'm listening to you here in Los Angeles. Hey, great. Welcome. My early overreaction is the Dallas Cowboys will have a better record than the Rams and Chargers next season. Yeah, book that. Lock it in. I've always enjoyed your takes on the Dallas Cowboys, Rob. Thank you. I try to be pretty neutral on the Cowboys. Obviously, I've been a fan of the Cowboys for a long, long time. Talking about the Cowboys draft, and we'll talk about it all week. This is kind of, I don't like doing the mock drafts and all that, but for draft week, we'll talk more about the NFL draft. The Cowboys defense or tight end, I think, at pick 1. That Notre Dame tight end seems to be the hot pick right now. Not that tight ends are generally hot picks, but you're probably going to see that from the Cowboys. And they addressed a lot of needs in the offseason. I would not hate. Now, hear me when I say this. I would not draft a running back in the first round. I would not extend a running back. I do not think a running back is the best position to pick at 26. I would not hate a Bijan Robinson pick. I wouldn't do it. I don't think I'd hate it. It's a fine line. I wouldn't be mad at it if I was a Cowboys fan. I certainly, that's not my first choice. I would prefer a cornerback at that position in the draft. There's a deep, deep class of cornerbacks. But otherwise, I think tight end, Bijan, if Jerry is in the room. Corner. There's a lot of corners in this draft. It's pretty deep. Maybe you can get one in the second round. I hope they don't say, well, we got Stephon Gilmore. We don't need a young corner. Yes, you do. He's 33. Not that 33 is old. I'm 33, but certainly a step past his prime. Former defensive player of the year. All right, we'll take our break. When we come back, more Rob Bro Show, more texts off the text line, more fun. It's Rob Bro Show, Talk 103.9 News, Money Sports.
Talk 103.9.
Welcome back. It's Rob Bro Show Talk. 103.9 News Money Sports. Back to the text line. This texter, are you still going to do daily shows on air or some other form of media? If you don't, could you at least call and talk to me about sports for an hour a day during the week? I'll be doing some media, yes. Yeah. Not leaving the grind, not leaving the rat race, just doing it from a different venue. Trying to, that makes it sound like I'm going to another radio station. I will not be on terrestrial radio for the time being, no. What programming is replacing you and Ryan for the 11 to 2 hours? What apps do I need to download to hear the two of you going forward? The Twitter app would be a good start if you don't have Twitter. It's not like we're moving our show somewhere else, though. More info to come. Just follow us on Twitter. You'll find us. We'll be there. I am going to take a break, though. This texter, what's the weirdest way you've ever become a fan or seen someone become a fan of a team? For me, I was given a Diamondbacks hat when I was like 12 because it was the local Little League's logo, and that's how I picked my major league team. Solid. That's, you know what? For me, I guess, junior high, I really liked blue and orange. Those were my colors. Loved orange. Wanted to wear orange. Loved blue. Wanted to wear blue. Who was blue and orange? The Florida Gators. And then I liked them through high school. You know, it just so happened that Tim Tebow and Chris Leak came through. NCAA 04, they were really good on that team. Big fan of the Florida Gators in high school. Fell out quickly after I left high school, but I did love the color orange, man. So that's probably my weirdest fascination. Big Florida Gators fan in junior high and high school. Hey, Rob, it's me again. Another overreaction. Texas Tech baseball wins the Big 12 and will host a regional. That is a very big overreaction, but I love it. And you know what? It starts in Manhattan. If you could sweep Kansas State, that would be huge. The most coveted sweep right now, though, is West Virginia all of a sudden. If you could sweep West Virginia, you really do hold the cards in your own hand. If you could just beat Kansas State in Manhattan, if you could just beat Kansas and Lubbock and sweep West Virginia, you're right there. You're right there for the Big 12. I don't know that you're there for a hosting. This text, by the way, is signed, Your Mom's Favorite Plumber. And, you know, generally that's something I probably would be offended at, but this legitimately is my mom's favorite plumber. So, yeah, it's all true. This text, the Cards take the meals from the Performance Center out of the player's paycheck. You know, you would be surprised how many NFL teams charge for coffee and food. If y'all have seen Moneyball, the Oakland A's, you had to pay for your own sodas there at the soda machine for the first half of the movie. That's, like, legitimate. Very few NFL teams pay for three squares and a hot bet or whatever the saying is. In a lot of ways, if you're a practice squad guy, if you don't think you're going in the first two rounds of the NFL draft and are going to get locked in for a 4 or 5 year cycle, more and more, it's a better opportunity to stay in school and not chase the NFL yet, because you do, in a lot of ways, at the Power 5 level, have better treatment, better medical, better food options, better money in some examples, or at least more guaranteed money. If you're an undrafted free agent as a junior and you don't latch on to the practice squad because you left too early or you're just not good enough, you're leaving a certain amount of money on the table and another year of football. And I think it's more and more true with basketball too, especially these bigger names like Drew Timmy. Drew Timmy, if he went to the draft, got drafted in the second round and got stuck in a G League somewhere, he would have made half as much money than playing at Gonzaga for another year. Same with kid at Kentucky. What is his name? Dadgummit. From West Virginia to Kentucky. Somebody texted in. I can't think of his name. But I think you'd be surprised how many NFL teams really struggle hooking their players up. Let's see. Whenever Tyree goes, I hope he stays wherever he goes. I hope he doesn't end up playing for the Arlington Cowboys. Bro, will you still have the college football tailgate show? It's a staple of my Saturdays and saves my ears from having to endure game day or Fox's college football show with the arrogant Joel Klatt. That show will not be on this radio station, but I will have a college football show in the fall. Y'all are just going to have to stay with me. If you want to hear my content, I'd appreciate it. I love the listeners. I want to continue growing this audience. I'm sure this text line will still reach me in some respect. but we'll just have to be a little patient on what goes on next. We'll see. But yes, there is a plan for a college football tailgate show. I wouldn't want you to have to endure game day or Joel Klatt. Nobody deserves Joel Klatt. The pain and the suffering that Joel Klatt induces. All right, final break of the hour. When we come back, more overreactions, more text lines, more. It's the Rob Bro Show. Talk 103.9 News, Money Sports. Welcome back. It's Rob Bro Show Talk, 103.9 News Money Sports. To lead off the show, we did let everyone know this is the final Overreaction Monday on Talk 103.9. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland also in its last and final week here on the station. Of course, you can follow Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland at theraiderland.com or Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. This texter, can we get a drop date for when your and Ryan's future endeavors will be released so I can mark it on the calendar to check Twitter? I don't know. I'm going to take some time. I think Hyatt's going to take some time. You'll just have to follow along, man. I don't have a drop date. I guess when I need money, I'll start working again. How about that? I'm happy for you, Rob. I'm also looking at a career change and possibly moving across the state, new opportunities. That's awesome. Hope you enjoy a little bit of time off and hope you find a good piece of land. I'll be praying for you. I appreciate it. I do. I do. And I do think that, yeah, it'll be fun. I was trying to think of a Kentucky player. Jared Lorenzen? No, not Jared Lorenzen. Oscar Tshiebwe. He made millions of dollars this year in college basketball. Would not have made millions of dollars, I don't think, on his initial NBA contract. We'll see. We'll see what he can do, but it certainly was beneficial for him. To come down. Let's see. It looks like the Big 12 is back on the course. Texas Tech threw two holes. Oklahoma has moved to minus one in this round. Texas Tech even in this round. So there's that. That is impressive how much golf they play in college tournaments. They really do just get out there and swagging around. Final overreactions here on Monday, 806-855-3712. You can text in. I do want to go back to the college baseball. When Texas Tech with three Big 12 series left, if you look around at the standings, you can technically say you control your own destiny beyond Oklahoma State. You do not, you've already played Oklahoma State. You beat them in a series. Kansas State ahead of you, you play them. West Virginia ahead of you, you play them. And then just another opportunity to gain games, Kansas, you play them. I do not think it matters much what you do against Sam Houston, though you definitely should win that series. You have two midweek games in two separate weeks against ACU, one in Abilene, that's this week, one in Lubbock, that's in a couple of weeks. But those are your remaining games. And to finish off, to go the distance, to get where you need to get, you have to win all your Big 12 series. That's just a fact. You've won all but one so far. And if you could buy a sweep, I would buy the West Virginia sweep, because road games are much more important for the RPI. Now, does the RPI matter right now? No, you just need to win. Like a texter said earlier, just win, baby. The Raiders and the Red Raiders thinking a little similarly. But there's that. We did confirm that Joey McGuire will climb the crane. Somebody was talking about the crane earlier. And he'll climb the crane after May 6th. That's when his daughter gets married. He's going to walk her down the aisle and then do the daredevil stunts on the crane. Otherwise, Big 12 football, we're just waiting for the summer to end now. You'll be in Laramie, Wyoming on the other side of the summer. So that'll be fun. This texter, would you consider taking a spot for David Collier as sports anchor at one of his sports desk TVs? I don't think he's at a sports desk. He's out in the Sports Open directing content. He's the director of social media and content, and it's like six different TV stations. He's basically a sports content god over there, czar, whatever you want to call him. I don't know that he needs me. I think he can handle it. And he's down, you know, in the archives right now. He doesn't get signal down there. But when he emerges from the basement of archives, I think maybe he'll listen back to this on the podcast and say, you know, Rob doesn't have what it takes to take over for me. I'm the best. Collier is the best. He knows it. He flaunts it. He shows it. Well, that was a fun show. We'll do it again tomorrow. And the day after. And the day after. And how many was that? One more day after? Through Friday. And then we'll move on to different things. Not bigger, not better, just different. Excited for it. Tomorrow, though, the Raiderland at 11 a.m. right here on Talk 103.9. I've been Rob Burrow. I'll be Rob Burrow. We'll see you then.
The views and opinions expressed by the program are not necessarily the views of Talk 1340, its advertisers, staff, management, or Town Square Media.